Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it's wintertime in some areas around the country, and you know, you have a nice, warm, cozy fire in the fireplace, and maybe you have glass doors, and your child touches those glass doors. Well, they get an immediate burn. What about if your heaters aren't working, or if you don't want to use too much heat, because, you know, then your bills go up? So you think about those space heaters. How dangerous are they really? You used to hear those terror stories about space heaters causing big family fires. Well, is that still true? My guest today is fan favorite and pediatrician spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dr. Corey Cross. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So let's talk about fire safety in these winter months. Cold, you know, it's all cozy to have a fire and make chili, but how dangerous is it to have fires in your fireplace?
Well, I personally love fires in my fireplace, so I think that they are totally acceptable as long as you are maintaining a clean fireplace, you're making sure that your flue is clean, and that you're actually monitoring the fire. So the most important thing is that you're not, you know, putting a fire on and then going out and leaving the fire burning or even just leaving the room. You should be in the room fairly consistently if you have a fire going. And so you want to do that because you want to make sure that none of the embers that come from the fire sort of go anywhere. You want to make sure that you pull the screens across. So simple common sense can make having a fire safe, but you definitely have to realize that you now have a fire inside your home. So you need to monitor it, and you need to have the respect of what a fire can do if it gets out of control.
So you watch it all the time. Now, a lot of times my husband will say, oh, we can go to bed, and I'll say, there's still a burning ember in there. You know, I get freaked out about it. And he'll say, well, they can't get through the doors. It's not going to jump out onto the carpet. But I never quite trust that, and sometimes I throw water on it, which he doesn't like at all. So when we're talking about fire safety in the house, do you advise your families that they get someone to come check out the chimney every year, or that they don't even leave one little burning ember? Or, I mean, how dangerous is it really?
I definitely say that somebody should come out and check your chimney. I think that you also should have a fire extinguisher. If you're going to be having a fire in your home, you should be ready to put it out should something, you know, come out of the fireplace when you're putting on an extra log or something. So you have to do that. At the same time, you know, you have to make sure you have your smoke detectors as well. But as far as, I'm trying to remember what you just asked me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Just, you know, when having somebody come and check it, and the dangers of those glass doors, do they really keep the embers inside the fireplace?
I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. The glass doors, they do really keep them in if they are not tampered with. So for the most part, your husband's right. It doesn't come through. If you've got sealed glass doors, they should be good. But some of these glass doors have spaces. Some of these glass doors have been installed years ago and aren't up to code. So you have to be smart. There's been fireplaces that are around for, you know, 50, 60 years. If it doesn't look like it's going to keep everything in, you're probably right. The glass doors also get extremely hot. So that is, you don't want to be closing those glass doors and not paying attention either. I'm like you. I like to put a fire out before I go to bed. So if it's getting close to bedtime, I don't throw another log on the fire. I wait to make sure that everything is out. But that's just me. I think that's a safer way to do it. I don't like having anything burning. But you also do remember, don't clean up that fire and put those hot embers or even the cool embers in a plastic bag for a couple of days, because they can still be hot on the inside and they can start a fire that way. So you want to make sure that you give it a couple of days before you clean out your fireplace.
Now, what about space heaters? You know, back in the day, Dr. Cross, oh gosh, if you had one and it spilled over, you heard horror stories about fires. What are the space heaters like today? And do you advise just not using them at all?
Space heaters have gotten more safe. A lot of them will turn off if they tip over. They don't get as hot. But space heaters are still a cause of many fires every year. So if you're going to use a space heater, it's best to use it during the day. When you're awake, you would know if there's a fire. And they're really not great to be sleeping in a room with a space heater. It's better to put on a couple of pairs of pajamas, put on an extra blanket, whatever you need to do. But a space heater is not, it's not really a great way for sleeping. And you also have to think about carbon monoxide. So you want to make sure that besides having your smoke detectors, you should always have carbon monoxide detectors in your home, but if you have space heaters, you should definitely have carbon monoxide detectors.
I think that's very important. Now, what about fire drills in the home? How do we enact a fire drill? Dr. Cross, because I would really like to do this here in my own home, but I hesitate to get my kids into bed, which is like a God-given time of night, and then wake them up with some fire drill. So, you know, what do you advise about having a fire drill in your home?
Fire drills are absolutely essential for everybody to know how to get out of the house, and you want to make sure that you have two escapes from every bedroom and really from every room. But they don't have to be done at night. Of course, it's most efficient if you and most effective if you do it in the middle of the night, make sure everybody could do everything under the worst case scenario. But honestly, if you want to practice under the best case scenario, like you know there's going to be a fire drill, let's see how long it takes us to get out of the house, that is still better than not doing one at all. So what I say, particularly for people with younger children, is you let them know you're going to have a fire drill. You don't want to scare them. So you let them know we're going to have a fire drill, we're going to see what happens. And then you make sure that they realize this. Now, you can't hide under your bed because that's not a good place to go. You want to make sure you touch the doorknobs to make sure they're not hot. You want to make sure you're low on the ground if there's a lot of smoke. You want to make sure that you get out quickly, that you don't go running around looking for other people, and that you know where the meeting place is outside the house. So those are things that you can review with your children. Then you want to make sure if you have escape ladders, because they're on the second story, do the escape ladders, when you put them out, do they reach the ground? Do your kids know how to put them out the window? Do they know how to open the window? Do they know how to take the screen out? So these are all things that they need to know how to do. And those things you can practice in a fire drill during the day. So I would say that that's a really good first step. And then you can time yourself. How fast does it take you to get out going through the front door? How fast does it take you to get out going the other way, like your alternative exit? And that's a really good way to make sure that you're in that under 3 minute time period that you need to get out of the house.
So that's what it is, 3 minutes?
Depending on what you read, I mean, some of them will tell you have a minute and a half. Some of them tell you up to 3 minutes. The faster, the better, but it is not a lot of time. Once you hear that smoke detector, you need to move. So you can't be looking around to figure out where that ladder is. You need to know where it is if that's the way you've got to get out the window.
And do you tell your kids if they're cooking in the kitchen, or, you know, my daughter who's 12 has just started learning to make scrambled eggs and do all of that sort of thing. Suppose a grease fire starts. Do you teach your children to grab the fire extinguisher and put that fire out, or do you teach them to run and call the fire department?
I personally think you teach them to run and go call the fire department up to a certain age. Maybe those older teenagers might be able to have the wherewithal to pull out the pin and use the fire extinguisher, but if you've ever been in a fire, that it's really disconcerting, and I think even your most mature 9 or 10-year-old might not be able to do that, and you want to make sure that they're not sitting there doing that as opposed to alerting the first responders. So I think that it's better if they get out and they call 911.
Okay, and that's really good advice. So just in the last minute here, Dr. Cross, your best advice about fire safety in the winter months or any time of the year and keeping your family safe from such a horrific, horrible thing?
I would say that making sure that you have smoke detectors outside every bedroom, if you sleep with the bedroom door closed, inside the bedroom, making sure that you have carbon monoxide detectors on every level, that you change those batteries regularly so that when they start to go off in the middle of the night, you don't just take the battery out and forget that it's there, that you test them on a monthly basis, and that you actually practice having an escape plan. These things will keep you alive in case you have a fire. And with fire, you want to make sure that you're getting out as fast as possible, so every second counts.
Absolutely great advice, and you can read more about fire safety from the American Academy of Pediatrics at healthychildren.org/safety and prevention for fire safety. So you can really find out more information and have those fire drills. As I was talking to Dr. Cross, I realize how important it is, and I was even making notes to have my smoke detectors checked today. So do the same, because it could save your family's life. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.